Are plant-based meat alternatives healthy? We often hear that ultra-processed foods can make us unwell, but what about fake meat? Plant-based meat alternatives are considered ultra-processed, which raises questions about how healthy they really are. The findings of a new study published in Food Frontiers give PBMAs a closer look, raising concerns that experts have already been discussing. Fortunately, wherever you fall on the PMBA issue, there are plenty of plant-based meals you can make at home that do not pose the health risks that can come with ultra-processed food. Study findings. The study results indicated that PBMAs do not have clear risks but raise concerns that merit further research. PBMAs were associated with increased depression, inflammation, and higher blood pressure, as well as lower levels of a substance tied to lower levels of high-density lipoprotein, or good cholesterol. Despite these negative effects, PBMAs were shown to have several positive effects, including a decreased risk of irritable bowel syndrome, obesity, and metabolic diseases, such as diabetes. Why PBMA may pose risks? Ultra-processed food is known to have higher amounts of sodium, added sugar, and saturated fat than non- or low-processed food. Notably, researchers in the current study controlled for socioeconomic factors and differences in the amount of ultra-processed foods consumed. Possible factors that may underlie the negative health effects involve higher content of processed ingredients, additives, and preservatives, all of which PBMAs often contain and may contribute to inflammation, noted the researchers. A review published in Nutrients noted that the high contents of sodium, added sugar, saturated fat, and trans fat in ultra-processed foods promote chronic inflammation. Other factors associated with these foods that may lead to inflammation include additives, such as artificial sweeteners and emulsifiers, as well as chemicals in the packaging, such as phthalates and bisphenol. Helen Taylor, a holistic wellness coach with a master's degree in biomedical science and genetic and regenerative medicine specializing in molecular and cellular immunology genetics, provided additional insight on the subject. In an email to the Epoch Times, she explained that many PBMAs are made of synthetic ingredients, such as protein isolates, as well as vegetable oils, and additives to mimic the taste of meat. While they may appear like a good option on the surface, our bodies struggle to recognize and properly utilize these artificial substances, Taylor said. I've seen how these products can disrupt the natural communication between the gut and brain, leading to inflammation and, as the Food Frontiers study suggests, even contributing to depression. It's as though the body is asking, "What is this?" Because it's certainly not real food. Experts weigh in. No consensus exists among health professionals on the health risks of PBMAs. Some experts advise complete avoidance, while others believe they are fine when consumed in moderation. Complete avoidance. I firmly believe people should avoid these products, even if they are plant-based, said Taylor. They lack the nutrient density and bioavailability of real, whole foods, and, in my experience, often do more harm than good. She recommended including grass-fed meat in the diet as a far healthier choice. Grass-fed meat is rich in high-quality protein, omega-3 fatty acids, and vital nutrients like B12, all of which support brain health and help reduce inflammation, she said. If someone is committed to avoiding meat altogether, I'd recommend sticking with whole food vegetarian options, like eggs or dairy, rather than relying on ultra-processed PBMAs, Taylor concludes. Your body deserves real nourishment, not a science experiment. Moderation. Moderate intake of PMBAs is not harmful, according to Catherine Gervasio, a registered nutritionist and dietitian consultant for Superfood Green Fusion. In an email to the Epoch Times, she said that whether to include them in the diet depends on individual health goals, preferences, and how these products fit into an overall diet. PBMAs are good options for enjoying familiar textures and flavors without eating meat, but they have the drawback of being highly processed, continued Gervasio. She said that if people enjoy PBMAs occasionally and the products help them stick to a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle, they are okay in moderation. Yet she advocated balancing them with whole, minimally processed plant foods like beans, lentils, vegetables, and nuts. While Gervasio added that focusing on whole foods reaps better health, it's about balance and what works for your body, lifestyle, and values. Listen to your body, try new things, and find the mix that keeps you feeling your best. Unprocessed plant-based meal ideas. People lead busy lives, so reaching for PBMA is tempting because it provides quick, easy meals. Shobha Balaji, a registered dietitian nutritionist, urged people to transition from PBMAs to home-cooked, plant-based meals as a better option. Even though transition is hard initially, with time, it gets easier as you find recipes you like and your taste buds adapt to the change, he said in an interview with the Epoch Times. Balaji provides tips and meal ideas for preparing plant-based meals at home. Batch cooking, beans, lentils, quinoa, or brown rice can be cooked and frozen for later use. This saves time during busy weeks. Planning ahead, planning is important in all phases of life and, more so, in what we eat. Prepare dishes ahead of time and refrigerate them in portion-sized containers to be used within 3 to 4 days. If you are making beans from scratch, soak them overnight. Invest in time-saving equipment, tools like an instant pot, rice cooker, high-speed blender, hand blender, or panini grill can make cooking and prepping significantly faster. Mix and match, keep prepped ingredients like roasted vegetables, cooked grains, and sauces ready to mix and match into wraps, bowls, or stir-fries. Spices and herbs, use different spices and herbs to add flavor. Breakfast ideas include overnight oats, combine rolled oats, plant-based milk, chia seeds, and your choice of berries. Add peanut butter or protein powder for an extra boost. After refrigerating overnight, the oats are softened and ready to eat. Avocado toast with baked beans, this is a savory twist on a classic, rich in fiber and plant protein. Add chili flakes for added taste. Toast with nut or seed butter and banana, this is simple, satisfying, and packed with healthy fats and protein. Yogurt parfait, layer unsweetened yogurt, granola, and fresh berries for a refreshing, protein-packed start. Protein smoothie, blend frozen fruits, plant-based milk, a handful of greens, and protein powder for a nutrient-dense breakfast on the go. Lunch ideas include hummus and veggie sandwich, spread hummus on whole grain bread and layer with fresh vegetables like cucumbers, bell peppers, and spinach. Pesto panini with grilled tempeh. Tempeh adds a chewy, satisfying protein to this Mediterranean-inspired sandwich. Tofu and veggie wraps. Use a whole grain tortilla and fill with marinated tofu, crunchy veggies, and a tangy dressing. Edamame and chickpea salad. Serve with a side of whole grain pita bread for a complete, balanced meal. Black bean burger. Make patties with black beans, oats, and spices for a hearty and satisfying lunch. Dinner ideas include rice, chana masala, and curried cauliflower, a flavorful, protein-rich dish that's naturally gluten-free. Quinoa bowl with tempeh and veggies. Combine quinoa, roasted vegetables, and sautéed tempeh for a well-rounded dinner. Whole grain rice noodles with tofu and stir-fried vegetables. Stir-fry with low-sodium soy sauce or liquid aminos, garlic, and ginger. Tacos or enchiladas, use pinto beans, sautéed vegetables, salsa, and guacamole for a vibrant and satisfying meal. Air-fried falafel with hummus and whole-grain pita bread, pair with a Greek salad with oregano and chili flakes for a delicious Mediterranean spread.